Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to be worshiping with you on this beautiful day. If this is your first time at Shelter Church, or perhaps you're hearing us off from the path or around the lake, I want to welcome you. My name is David. I'm one of the pastors here. And whether you would consider yourself a follower of Jesus, or maybe you're just trying to figure out who he is this morning, we are so glad that you're here. We truly mean that, right? We believe that we are a safe place for you to come and ask questions or even express your doubts. And in fact, next week, we're going to be back at Laurel Park Elementary School, where we normally meet, and we're going to be starting our brand new sermon series going verse by verse through the Gospel of Luke. And no matter where you find yourself on your spiritual walk, the Gospel of Luke is the book for you. Now, you see, Luke was hired by a man who wanted to know if the claims of Christianity were true. And so Luke went around interviewing eyewitness accounts, and he lined up their testimonies, and his conclusion was, it's true. Right, it's all true, so much so that he opens up his gospel by telling the man who hired him, this book was written so that you may have certainty about what you have heard. And so if you're new this morning, we're so glad that you are here, but we would love for you to come back and join us next week when we gather at Laurel Park Elementary School, just a half mile down the road, and begin our study through the Gospel of Luke. Now, that's next Sunday, November 9th, but today is the final week of our Exodus sermon series. And if you can believe it, it comes in at a total of 27 weeks. That means that we have spent over half of this year going through the book of Exodus. Now, this morning, as you heard, is going to be a summary of chapters 33 through 34, and then the final words of the book in chapter 40, verses 36 through 38. This is going to serve both as a conclusion to the book, but we're also going to see this is a very important moment of transition for the people of Israel, right? So the scripture passages are on the song lyrics. If you don't have that for some reason, please raise your hand. I know someone would love to bring you one now. All the scriptures are on it. And in those three texts, we're going to see three themes, right? These are also on your handouts. It's sacred seasons, promised presence, and daily dependence. Again, that's sacred seasons, promised presence, and daily dependence. Throughout our time, we're going to see how Israel's story some 3,000 years before us also parallels our story today. And then we're going to end with our main point. And that's that we follow Jesus as he leads us into new seasons. Right? We follow Jesus as he leads us into new seasons. Kids, as always, when we're at the shelter, we're so glad that you're here and worshiping with us today. Follow along on your sermon bingo cards. Fill them out. Turn them into Miss Amber. She'll give you a prize. Adults, we know that you love these bingo cards, too. If you want one, raise your hand. I'm sure someone will bring you one. Pray with me, and then we're going to jump in. Father, two things. Number one, thank you for beautiful weather. I know it's been raining this past week and cold, but what beautiful weather we have here, and seemingly every time that we come back. So thank you for that. And then thank you for everything that this physical shelter represents in the journey of our church, a place where we met for 10 months during the season of COVID, but ultimately a place that we come back each and every year to share our gospel with the community. And so, folks, Father, I pray that as folks are walking around this path, walking around the lake, they would hear the good news of Jesus Christ and that we would receive his life, death, and resurrection. Holy Spirit, change us into his image, and it's in his name we pray all these things. Amen. All right, so remember today we're going to see three themes, right? Sacred seasons, promised presence, and daily dependence. We're going to start with that first theme of sacred seasons. If you're looking at your lyrics, that's Exodus 33, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, depart, go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, and I swore to Isaac and Jacob, saying to them, your offspring I will give it. All right, so as we get to this point in Israel's journey, I think it's very important to pause and remember how they got here in the first place. If you remember, this all started with God promising descendants and land to one person, right? He promised it to one person named Abraham, and then that promise extended to his son Isaac, and then his son Jacob, who was later renamed Israel, and then along to Israel's 12 sons. Now, later on in the Bible, we read that Israel's family, totaling only 70 people at the time, eventually made their way to the nation of Egypt. And they grew into hundreds of thousands of people, forming what is known as the people of Israel. Right? And so the brief and yet critical reminder of this story is that big things start small. Right? Big things start small. Abraham did not turn into the nation of Israel overnight. No, it took 300 to 400, 500 years for this first promise from God to come to fruition. Now, eventually, the book of Exodus records the story of God rescuing Israel from the nation of Egypt. And he eventually leads them to a place called Mount Sinai. Now, this is the place where they would both meet and worship God. And then in recent chapters, we've seen how God has given Moses the Old Testament law and then instructions for building the tabernacle. The key is this. Both of those things were foundational, right? They were foundational components when establishing Israel as a new nation. Now, as we know, Israel's journey has not been easy along the way. It's been full of ups and downs. It's been full of twists and turns, surprises, and even hardship along the way. But the key is this. Here in Exodus 33, they're at a very important transition. Right? The reality is that God has led them to this very moment. He has given them foundational pieces in the Old Testament law and instructions for the tabernacle. But now we read that Israel's at the end of one sacred season, and they're at the beginning of another. As God says, depart, go up from here, leave Mount Sinai to the land which I swore to Abraham. Now, that's Israel's story, but for us today, Jesus has been leading us through our own sacred season, has he not? And like Israel, our journey has not all been rainbows and unicorns. No, it's been full of ups and downs like Israel, twists and turns, surprises, and even hardship. But if you pause and think about it, it's also been beautiful along the way. Also like Israel, the truth is that Jesus has been incredibly faithful to our congregation. He's graciously given us some of the foundational things that are needed to establish a new church. If you think about it, we completed our membership process earlier this summer. And at the end of service today, we're going to adopt our new bylaws, recommission our deacons, and ordain our newest elder. Right? By God's grace, we, just like Israel, have made it to the end of one sacred season, if you will. And now it's time to enter into the next. Because the reality is, there are always going to be these kind of sacred seasons in our own church's wilderness journey. And so as they come and go, right, we want to recognize these. We want to pause and honor and celebrate them. That's why we're gathered here today. But we also want to always be discerning what God is calling us to next as we continue on the journey that he has laid before us. And so that's the first theme of sacred seasons. Now we transition into the second theme, which if you see on your handouts, is promised presence. Right, promised presence. We see this later in Exodus chapter 33. At this time, it's verses 14 through 17. And God said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. And Moses said to him, man, if your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is not your going with us so that we are distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, this very thing that you have spoken, I will do. All right, the timeless truth that we see in this dialogue between the Lord and Moses is that seasons may change, but God does not. Right? Seasons may change, but God does not, nor does his promised presence among his people. We certainly see that here as God calls Israel into a new season and yet promises to be with them. But we also see this all throughout the Bible. For example, in Malachi 3:6, God says, I, the Lord, I do not change. Isaiah 40 verse 8 says that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. And then later in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, Moses is reassuring Israel, and he tells them, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Do not fear and do not be dismayed. These are promises all throughout the scriptures. But ultimately, we see that these truths, these promises from God, find their fulfillment in the person, in the works of Jesus Christ. For example, Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. In Matthew 28:20, Jesus promised his disciples both then and forevermore, I am with you always to the end of the age. And then the book of Ephesians takes it a step further when Paul talks about the gift of the Holy Spirit. He says, you are sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it. Friends, the point is, no matter what season we find ourselves in, Jesus has promised his presence. He has promised that he will go before us and that he will build this congregation. He said as much in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, like we said, there's always going to be these God-ordained seasons for our church that will certainly come and go. And our elders, we commit to praying and seeking direction for those seasons. And in light of that, as I've been sharing in recent weeks, I believe that the next season for our church is boldly stepping into the third piece of our mission statement, which is being a sent people, right? Being a sent people who share Jesus' refuge with the world. Intentionally engaging in spiritual conversations where we work and where we live and where we play. Sharing the gospel and inviting folks to the Sunday gathering, but trusting that Jesus is with us as we do. And believing what he says in Mark 13:11, do not be anxious about what you are to say, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And so in light of that, let's be a sent people. A sent people who share Jesus' refuge with the world. Now, so far in Exodus 33, we've seen these themes of sacred seasons and promised presence. The obvious question now is, what does this mean for Israel? And what does this mean for us some 3,000 years later? Well, this is where we turn our attention to chapter 40, verses 36 through 38. These are literally the final words in the book of Exodus. And they lead us to today's third and final theme, which is daily dependence. Right? Daily dependence. This is what the text tells us. Throughout all of their journeys, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the people of Israel would set out. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not set out until the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. Right, so in short, we've said this before, but every day Israel would wake up, every morning, right? They would open up their tent and they would look. And if the cloud was still over the tabernacle, well, then they stayed. But if they opened up that door to their tent, they saw the cloud lifted up and moving, well, then Israel quickly packed their bags and they followed suit. And so in full transparency, that imagery that we see here, it's exactly why we were drawn to the book of Exodus for this particular season of our church. That coupled with the reality that the two things that Israel always needed, they were always given. That being God's presence and daily bread from heaven. That's it. That's all they had. That's all they needed, but that's all they were given. God's presence and daily bread. Friends, this resulted in daily dependence for 40 years. 40 years. That's 14,600 days of this complete daily dependence on the Lord. And simply put, I pray that we as individuals and we as a church would embody the same. Right, practicing this daily dependence on Jesus until he returns or calls us home. So briefly for a moment, if you're here this morning and you wouldn't consider yourself a Christian, perhaps you're here with us in the shelter, you're listening along the path. First and foremost, like we said earlier, we're so glad that you're here. We truly mean that. But what I would suggest to you, what I've been thinking about a lot recently in these past months and even years is that our church's story, and really one that parallels this story from Israel that took place over 3,300 years ago, I would believe or suggest to you that there is evidence that there is a God who is alive and active in human history and extending to this very day. Because you see, one of the main themes of Exodus is that the God of the Bible desires to be with his people. He desires to be with his people. That's why he rescued them from the land of Egypt. That's why he gave them the Old Testament law. That's why he gave them instructions for the tabernacle. He desires to be with them, but his desire to be with his people, and that includes you today. Friends, it is most demonstrated when he sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, so that all who trust in Jesus as their Lord and Savior are restored to God relationally, both now and forevermore. And then, as we've learned this morning, after that moment of salvation, he promises that he will never leave you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is unlike any other person in any other thing in this world. And so this morning, I want to invite you to receive Jesus' life and his death and his resurrection and his promised presence that comes with it. And if today is that day that you have accepted that invitation, you should tell somebody, because we would love to celebrate with you. But at a minimum, you should come back. You should come back and explore, because I'm here to tell you there is nothing that is more worth your consideration. And joining us next week for our new series in the Gospel of Luke is a great way to do that, because again, Luke's thesis statement of his entire book is that you can have certainty beyond a shadow of a doubt that the claims of Christianity are true. And so we're glad that you're here with us today, but we would hope that you would come back with us next week as we worship at Laurel Park Elementary School at 10 a.m. And for those who call Shelter Church home, that wraps up the book of Exodus, right? It's been a long journey. We've learned a lot throughout these 27 weeks, but today we've seen these timeless themes: sacred seasons, promised presence, and daily dependence. All of this leads us to today's main point. As we've said, we follow Jesus as he leads us into new seasons, right? We follow Jesus as he leads us into new seasons. The reality of the world that we live in is that seasons will come and go. Seasons will change, both in our own individual lives and in this church. But as we've learned, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus has promised that he will be with us always to the ends of the age. And Jesus has proven that through the gift of the Holy Spirit. We're here this morning to recognize and honor and even celebrate one season of our church's journey, demonstrated as we adopt these bylaws, reinstall deacons, and ordain our newest elder. But we're also here this morning to recognize and prepare for the next season that awaits us, that we, like Israel, are a sent people, departing and going, right? Being a church that exists to glorify Jesus Christ by making disciples. Disciples who are rooted in his word and grounded in community, yes, but also sent. Sent to share his refuge with the world. It's been an honor and a privilege to take this wilderness journey with you. But I look forward with expectancy to what lies ahead for our church, continuing to follow Jesus as he leads us into new seasons, but following him together. Let's pray. Jesus, this morning, we thank you for the way that you have led and provided for your church. But I pray that we would never forget the ultimate way that you have provided through your life, death, and resurrection. Thank you for promising to be with us always to the ends of the age and the countless ways that you've proved that, both at this church and our own individual lives. Holy Spirit, please help us to be a people that practice daily dependence on you. Like Israel, we simply ask for your presence in our daily bread. And so help us to fix our gaze on Jesus and follow him wherever he leads us. And Father, I pray that today would be a day of salvation. Israel's story extending to ours some 3,000 years later shows that you are a God who desires to be with your people, proven at the cross of Calvary. Please open up hearts to receive this good news, entering into relationship which you will never leave or forsake. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray all these things. Amen.